message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Isaiah chapter 45 verse 19. I have not spoken in secret. In a dark place of the earth, I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. The Bible says, seek ye me in vain. Is it possible for you to seek God in vain? Our God is a good God. Hallelujah. Tell everybody, our God is a good God. You can't serve God in vain. Tell your neighbor, you can't serve God in vain. What is kingdom service? Kingdom service is serving to benefit the kingdom of God. Serving to benefit the kingdom of God. Everything you do just to advance the kingdom of God. Everything you do to depopulate the kingdom of hell. Everything you do to advance what? The kingdom of God. That's kingdom service. You can't break forth without loving the things of God. Kingdom service is key. I agree. All that has been discussed in the last 7 days is essential. But I told you, without kingdom service, you can't break forth. Our God said, He said, in all labor, there is profit. In all labor, there is profit. He didn't say in earthly labor alone. He didn't say in worldly labor. In all labor, there is profit. That means even in kingdom labor, there is profit. In kingdom labor, when you labor in the kingdom, there is profit. Our God is too faithful to fail. It is only a man that can use your services. A man can take services, your services, and not pay. Alright? But our God is too faithful to fail. He can never. He is not an unrighteous God. You know, in the Bible here, in Jeremiah chapter 22 verse 13, God made me to understand, said some, Jeremiah 22 verse 13, he says, woe unto him that buildeth his house by unrighteousness and his chambers by wrong, that useth his neighbor's service without wages and giveth him not for his work. If God can say woe unto that man that will take another person's services and not pay, how much more him, God? You cannot, no matter how small you do, you work in the house of God, you cannot do it for free. Tell your neighbor, you can't work for free. For man, you can work for free, but with God, he said, if he has commanded it, and whatever he's too faithful, he cannot lie. Whatever he cannot do, he will not command you to do it. Hallelujah. God is too faithful to fail. In Jeremiah 34, verse 10, it says, far be it from God that he should do any unrighteousness. Jeremiah 34, verse 10, he says, now when all the princes and all the people which had entered into the covenant heard that everyone should not let his maidservant and maidservant go free themselves, that's not what I'm looking for, but we will get it. But my point is, far be it from God. There's a particular verse that says, far be it. Jeremiah 34 verse 10. Is it 34 you read? Far be it from God for him to do unrighteousness. He cannot do evil. Whatever he has said, he will bring it to pass. And I know our God does not break covenant. Hallelujah. Our God does not break covenant. One way you can enter into covenant with him is what? By serving. When you serve, you are entering into a covenant, and he's too faithful to fail. Over your life, God can never fail. Hallelujah. You know, God's pay is far more than money. How many of us know that? Humans, the best humans can give you is whenever you work for human beings, they give you pay. They give you money. Probably benefits in kind. A driver, a cook, steward, whatever. But our God gives you much more than pay. God gives you honor. No man can give you honor. God gives you long life. No man can give you long life. God gives you prosperity. No man can give you prosperity. God gives you good health. Have you ever seen a man that bought good health before? No. God's pay is much more than what we can imagine. Hallelujah. So if you work for God, he pays in all. His own kind of insurance is all round. Tell your neighbor, all round insurance. If a mother has 4 children, I tell you that's the way it is with kingdom service. I usually use this narration to tell you about kingdom service. If a mother has 4 children, and if 2 of those children naturally are drawn to the mother, probably via work, oh, I need to blend pepper. Only 2 of them is always at my service. Another person says, mommy, how can I help you? What can I do? The other 2, exactly, they are not there. They are there, but they just don't want to be useful to me. If whenever I have things to share, who do you think I remember first? Those ones that are useful to me, I will always be the first partaker. Let me shock you. Sometimes, even when I have 4 things to go around for the 4 children, I decide to give one, the 2 that are useful, I can decide to give each of them two. And I will say, of what use? When I did not give you anything, you did not benefit. When I gave you, did not benefit me. When I'm now giving you, let me kukuma. What's English for kukuma? Let me kukuma. Give them those that will be of better benefit. That's how it is in the kingdom of God. When you render service, when you donate yourself to God, to service of God, what happens? God will benefit you in all round. My dear, don't always look at your bank accounts only for the reward of God. That you are alive, hale and hearty, is one of the benefits of kingdom service. Hallelujah. Quickly, areas to serve. In what area can we serve? In areas, how can you serve? How can you participate in this kingdom service? In which areas? Number one, in-house service. Being involved in the house of God. Joining a department. We have so many departments in church. Oil of Gladness. We have the reflections, as the ushers. We have Life Springs, the drama. Joining a department. In-house service. Being what? Useful in one particular area that you are working. Be useful in one particular area. Let me tell you, there's no department in the house of God that is useless. You know, the Bible says Paul planted, Apollos watered. Only God gave that increase. You don't know at the point, whether watering, whether planting, at what point it's going to germinate. Whatever, just do your part. Tell your neighbor, do your part. You are not permitted to sit in church and not be a part of any department. You can't break forth that way. In the first half of the year, if you have been that way, the Lord has forgiven you. But in this second half, if you must join the train of those that are going to break forth, tell you, join the train of those that have donated themselves. I use the word donate. Donated themselves for kingdom service. Tell your neighbor, donate yourself. Number two is soul winning service. Luke chapter 2, verse 1 to 2. Quickly. Luke 2, verse 1 to 2. I read, and it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. Verse 2. Oh, sorry, Luke 10. I beg your pardon. Luke 10. The Lord bless you. And after these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place whither he himself would come. Did you get that? The Lord sent them two by two. There was a part of sending. Praise the Lord. And verse 2, therefore said he unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. One of the major work is the sending. Jesus has assigned, God has assigned. The first major, you are not created for yourself. The Bible says he created us for his own pleasure. Odawa, what's pleasure in Yoruba? No, I will not hear. There's a way they say it in Yoruba. He created us for his own pleasure. He is the potter, we are the clay. Whatever he decides to make with us is what he makes with us. He created you and I. That main purpose is in verse 1. He made them two by two and he sent them. Soul winning is a service. Praise the Lord. Soul winning, gone are those designs. Some people say soul winning is left for just pastors alone. No. The world is coming to an end. Soul winning is for everybody. It's a major service. That's one of the ways you can also render service to God. Number three, quickly, prayer and fasting service. You may say, Abba, Mama, prayer and fasting service. Luke chapter 2, verse 37. Luke 2, 37, I'll show us. All right. And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God. How? Yes, you can't read it. But served God, how? Night and day. Hello? That kind of fasting and prayer service is not, Lord, bless me with a husband. Give me house. Give me car. Oh yeah, give me house. Oh yeah, it's not that kind of prayer and fasting. She was in the temple, fasting, probably praying for the gospel, for the advancement of the kingdom. Intercessory, not praying for herself, but intercession. Interceding for revival. Praying, let there be more souls. Let there be increase. Let there be tangible signs and wonders. That she has donated herself to God. Praying for miracles, for signs and wonders. The pastor comes up easily to preach and does signs and wonders, but somebody is somewhere doing the prayers. That kind of service is what? It's also an acceptable area where you can serve. Praise the Lord. The Lord will help us. Quickly, profits of kingdom service. What are the profits of kingdom? Number one, kingdom service is a secret of divine health. Exodus chapter 23 verse 25. And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your waters, and I will take away sickness from the midst of thee. When you serve God, your health is preserved. You are not permitted to lay in a hospital bed if you are a dedicated, I use the word dedicated, if you are a dedicated servant of God, if you are a dedicated worker, you are not permitted to lay your back on the hospital bed for whatever reason or possible other than childbearing. The pastor earlier said it. It's not permitted. Example of that is in Mark chapter 1, verse 30 to 31. There was a story of a woman there, and that was Simon's mother-in-law. But Simon's wife's mother lay sick of a fever, and anon they tell him of her. And he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and immediately the fever left her. And what did she do? She ministered unto them. If she had not been a worker, she would have probably stood up and went to the market. She would have probably stood up and gone to make her hair. She would have probably stood up and gone to her friend's house. But she stood up and did the regular thing she usually does, ministering to the saints. Praise the Lord. It is not permitted for her to lie down in sick bed when you are a dedicated worker. It's not permitted. When you are sick, divine help is yours. Just proclaim it and you will have it. Tonight, every kind of sickness will leave your body in the name of Jesus. You can't be a pharmacy or a hospital customer if you are a dedicated servant of God. It's not possible. You know, somebody told me sometime that she came to meet me and said, "Ma, I was tested of hepatitis B. And she person is a Christian. And I was so angry. My spirit said, hepatitis what? That thing is deadlier than HIV. And I said, no, it's not possible. Go, study Exodus 23:25. Study it, study and study and pray over it. I tell you. And then she went to study. She intensified her efforts in the house of God. And she got her miracle. Hallelujah. In the place of service, all you need to do is remind God, I am a dedicated worker. But the question is, are you truly dedicated? You know, the Bible says he honors his word more than his name. If you want to pray, good prayers, so don't pray, Lord, bless me, bless me, bless me. He will bless you. But specific prayers, remind him of his word. Your word says, and ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless you. Lord, I'm serving you. But the question is, can you actually tell God I'm serving you? You are the only one that knows deep down if you're actually serving him. Praise the Lord. But I come to challenge you tonight, in the remaining half of this year, please serve him with the whole of your heart. And sickness will be far away from you. Hallelujah. I decree sickness will be far away from you. In the name of Jesus. You know, God is committed to the health of those who are committed to his work. God is committed to their health. In Psalm 28 verse 8. It says the Lord is their strength. And he is the saving strength of his anointed. The Lord is their strength. And he is the saving strength of what? Of the anointed. When you are useful in his house, strength is supplied to you. Unbeatable strength. Unusual strength. Some of us wonder, how can our senior pastor preach almost every now and then? Sunday, Wednesday, don't you rest? Recently, my aunt called me and said, how is pastor? I'm sure. No, he said, his pastor rests. And I said, bless God. He said, I wanted you to tell me and see if he will lie, because I know he doesn't rest. I said, the Lord, it is well, ma. You know, the truth of the matter is, like that, if you know his kind of schedule in a day, you will be amazed. And then sometimes I ask myself, even Bishop said rest, though. But the truth of the matter is, when God has given you the assignment, he gives you the strength. He says that he is the saving strength of his anointed. In Deuteronomy 34, verse 7, we're made to understand a man called Moses. At 120, the Bible said Moses had an unusual strength. He said his eyes was not dim, nor his natural force abated. I checked the Living Translation. He said Moses was 120 years when he died. Yet his eyesight was perfect. He said perfect. And he was as strong as a young man at 120. Normally, at 70, you see some men bending. Old man. Say, oh, mommy. Your mummy soda. But at 120, His eyes were perfect. His body was as strong as that of a strong young man. Renewed. That can only be God. It can't come on the place of drugs. It can't come in the place of anything. It just can only be God. Brethren, if you desire good health, divine health, plunge yourself more in service. If you have been serving God before and you are still experiencing some things in your health, look for another department, add it to it, and so that you can show, not to man, show to God, let your word be true in my life, and he will prove his word in your life in Jesus' name. I said the Lord will prove his word in your life in Jesus' name. The Bible says he filleth our mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed. When you serve him more, your youth is renewed. Tell your neighbor, your youth is renewed. At 60, you'll be looking 25. Honestly, it's true. They'll be like, what are you doing? No, you're so peperente. There's nothing. Do the peperente thing more in the house of God, and he will make you renewed like an eagle. Hallelujah. Number two, kingdom service is a secret to supernatural supplies. Job 36:11. If they obey and serve me, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. If they obey and serve him, they will spend their days in prosperity and your years in pleasure. Many Christians desire abundance. Many desire supernatural open heavens. Bless me, bless me, bless me, bless me. But the truth of the matter is, there is blessings does not answer to only prayer. So God is a God of principle. If you want to know our God is a God of principle, he could have decided in himself to make everybody born again on the earth. He could have made us to believe in him. But he decided, he's a God of principle, he released Jesus that you and I be saved. He did something and then he will get something back. Hallelujah. If you don't do something, you are not permitted to get it. If they obey and serve, what did you say? You will spend your days in prosperity. That's days. It means every day of your life. Every day, each day, each day. Prosperity. And your years in pleasure. Whatever you desire, you just have it. Why? Because you serve God. Tell your neighbor, serve God. In Luke 22:35. And he said unto them, when I sent you without purse and scrip and shoes, lacked ye anything? And they said nothing. It's not possible for you to serve and be empty. If you see a man serving God and is empty, go and question that service. There must be something wrong somewhere, because God cannot lie. Hallelujah. God does not have pleasure in onlookers. He only has pleasure in his servants. He said it. He said God has pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. He has pleasure in the prosperity, not of onlookers, but of his servants. If he has servants, you and I are workers in his vineyard. If you are working for him, he desires in blessing you. God will not bless an ordinary man when he sees your fervency in the house of God. Be more fervent in his house, and whatever you do for a living, the Lord will bless you in the name of Jesus. You know something? Ordinary people demand blessings, but people that work dedicatedly command blessings. There's a different thing. There are two different things. To demand blessing is different than commanding blessing. It's possible for you to demand and not be supplied. But it is not possible for you to be for them to command. It's a command. You must give. In 1 Kings 17:3-4, something happened there. And God commanded the ravens to feed Elijah. In 1 Kings 17:3-4. God commanded the ravens to feed Elijah. Are we there? 1 Kings 17:3-4. Get thee hence and turn thee eastward and hide thyself by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan. Verse 4. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens. Elijah need not pray. He was a dedicated servant of God. Hallelujah. Do you know the word ravens is gotten from ravenous? The bird called ravens is much more horrible than vultures. Ravens are noted to have outrageous appetites for food. They love food. They eat their children alive sometimes. That's the kind of bird a raven is. But yet, God commanded a raven to take food for Elijah. The question is, when the raven itself is not satisfied with food. Why will God give ravens the food for Elijah? God can command anything for you if you are a dedicated worker. It doesn't matter. Look, he can make the manager of Akagomistic Gummy Bank. He can make the manager of Aradite Bank. He can command him. It's a command. So, irrespective of your own problem or challenges, that raving is not satisfied. He may have grumbled to the food. You know, like this one, I need to eat it. It's a command. It has to obey. Hallelujah. Brethren, in the remaining 6 months, the Lord will open you up to a level of command of blessings. Not just a level of demanding, command of blessings. Pastor will always pray one prayer. Before one finishes, another one will meet one in your pocket. That amen can only come, or it can only be answerable when you increase your service in the house of the Lord. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus. If you read further, especially in verse 9, it says, and God commanded the widow again to sustain Elijah. God commanded the widow to sustain Elijah. Tell your neighbor, my blessing is not about demand. It is about God's command. Number 3, kingdom service is the secret to distinction. When you serve, you exist in distinction. When you serve, you exist in distinction. Hallelujah. Malachi chapter 3, verse 17 to 18. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spared his own son that served him. Verse 18. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth not. To be outstanding in life is a function of your service to God. To be outstanding in life is a function of your service to God. Joseph was a man that was so dedicated to God. He got to the land of Israel. God made him different, himself and his people, in the land of Goshen. Goshen was different from where the remaining Egyptians stayed. Why? Function of service. When you serve, the Lord will pick you out. Amongst your family, he will pick you out. Amongst your colleagues at work, he will distinguish you. There must be a clear difference. In the remaining 6 months, you know, sometimes when I'm angry about a particular issue, sometimes I cry before God. I say, God, there has to be a difference. Look, in your life, challenge God. Serve him more dedicatedly in this remaining 6 months. And see if there will be a difference, a clear difference. They said, the difference is clear. I don't know if it's true, but honestly, but I know one thing that is true. It is God. Serving God gives you a clear difference. Tell your neighbor, the difference is clear. You can't serve God and not be distinguished. When you donate yourself in service, there will always be something about you that differentiates you from others. Number 4, kingdom service is the secret to divine preservation. Malachi chapter 3 verse 17, he says, I will spare them as a man spared his own son. I will spare them as a man spared his own son. Anywhere there is treasure, there is always heavy security. The kind of security you will see at maybe a cooperative bank may not be much. But if you go to probably a commercial bank, you see a higher level of security. If you go to CBN, I've worked in CBN before, so I've been privileged. You can't just enter like that. You will see, even when they are moving cash, you know, when commercial banks are moving cash, they move with just one bullion van and then probably escort, just one, most times, because of cost. But when CBN is moving, they move about, if not almost, more than 7 cars move with them. Buses, patrol vans, like that. You know that that's CBN that is moving. There was a day, one of the CBN staff was telling me then, he said, before he got employment in CBN, he didn't know it was a CBN convoy, because they won't write it, that's a CBN convoy, he didn't know. So he was in a hurry, and then he just entered one of the cars, and was driving off. They showed him Pepe. For example, he said he was supposed to be going to, you know, if he was moving from Ilorin now and he's supposed to go to Ibadan. He said after dealing with him, they made him move from Ibadan to Lagos, where their own destination was. They needed to be sure that he was not a spy. They moved, they matched him to their destination. And then after they had dropped the money, they released him. Praise the Lord. That's to tell you, anywhere there is good treasure, there will always be what? Good security. If you are a dedicated servant of God, God will not toy with your life. Pastor Wale shared something here yesterday. We all laughed over it. But I tell you, he said he was driving from Oshogbo Hill to Ilori, and then something looking like an alligator, a crocodile, I don't know, you know. He's funny sometimes. The way Pastor Wale talks is kind of funny, but out of his funny character, there's always an element of seriousness there. I'm like, alligator or crocodile on the road, at that time of the day, that could have only been God. Some people, it is ordinary goat speaking, that's kid now. Uh-huh. The goat speaking that will stand on the road, though, the car will hit it, the car will somersault, boom, boom, boom. And then you'll be wondering, how can a small goat, they say, goat, you don't like any, could like if God has not preserved you, cheat, nothing. Many of us have heard this testimony here from our senior pastor, but I tell you, repetition is crucial for retention. The senior pastor, when he was traveling from Lagos to Ilorin here, he didn't intentionally travel at that dead of the night, but the hold up because of camp held him up. And when he got to Ogbomoso, they didn't even know. They said, they've been coming and they've been meeting police at the checkpoint, and then they will stop. Pastor usually likes, whenever he sees police, he will stop and smile, the Lord bless you. If you've ever traveled with pastor before, he will greet them, God bless you, and then the person driving will move on. But he could have just only been God. When he got to that commercial point, he told the person driving not to stop, which is very unlike him. Normally he would stop, greet them, God bless you. But this one, he refused to stop, and then they opened bullets. Seven. Look, he doesn't take two bullets. How many catapult stone killed Goliath? The big Goliath. David intended five, but only one. But this one, seven bullets. I counted, you know, the following day I wanted to just take the car, you know, take the car out. He didn't know. I just, Jehovah. One of the bullet holes was as good enough to, if I put two of my fingers inside, it will take it. So massive. And they were at funny positions. Fuel area, tire area, windscreen like that. But God preserved him. That, some people may say it's luck. It's not luck. Try that luck. Just one bullet. But when you face the Lord, honestly, kingdom service is the secret. It's not Ajetara. It's not Ebe. Praise the Lord. You know, some people will tell you that some commercial drivers can drive rough because they have something called Ebe. That Ebe, by the time you pay them and put them back on the road, it will bring them and bring them back on the road so that the things can match them well. The only life of a day is the one that has dedicated service. Praise the Lord. Honestly, it works. When you are when you donated yourself to God, you are a heavy security for God, and God will definitely preserve you. Hallelujah. Increase your level of service. I tell you, you know, sometimes ago, about 2 years, was it not? I can't remember how many months ago, but I've never seen a scorpion before in my life. I usually see it in pictures and movies, but I've never seen one in my life. But the very first day I saw one, nobody told me that it's a scorpion. When I saw the thing, so massive, I wanted to go and call pastor and come back. I said, no, it's not possible. I said, before I go and come back, the thing has disappeared. I just had the courage, brought out something and killed it. I don't know, I killed three. Three were killed in space of two. Was it a week or two in my house? And then the funny thing, how the third one was killed was funny. I was reading on the table. I sat down and I was reading. Normally I put my legs on the floor. I just heard look down. I initially was just still struggling. I just said look down. And then I looked down. Where my leg was playing, I saw another scorpion. I said, Jesus. It was at that point I knew that yes, it wasn't normal. And then I'm asking myself, how did he enter my house? In which area? And then I started attacking it spiritually. Brethren, the thing is, when you have donated yourself to God, nothing can hurt you. Even if it is the headquarters of the witches and witchcraft, you are preserved. Not because of your own self, but because God that you are serving is your heavy security. Elisha's servant, he told his servant, he said, alas, my master, they are not. He said, no, they that, if God, he prayed that God will open his eyes. And when God opened his eyes, they that were, so the people that surround, the army that surrounded them, were much more. Hallelujah. If you can only see yourself, you will know that the army surrounding you The more you dedicate yourself, the more ranks of army that follow you. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, the more rank of army will follow you. You know, some people will say, Mary Corporate, and say, Jesus, Jesus, you have not donated yourself in place of service. Yes. When you serve God, you know, well, about, I can't remember, I think 2 months ago, pastor wasn't around, and then one of my children just screamed. And said, I said, what is that? He said, Mommy, come and see, come and see. I said, and I went there, it was a big black bat. And I was wondering, how did he enter the house? It was right in the center of the house. How did I didn't even look for anything. I just ran to look for something. I killed the thing instantly. I took it out. I said, Bami Judano. You know, I have the courage because, you know, it is not humility for you not to know what you carry. It is humility and stupidity for you not to know what you carry. You cannot donate yourself to God in service and be afraid of the things ordinary people will be afraid of. It's not possible. Serve God. He will take care of something. It's a covenant. You play your part, God will play his part. Hallelujah. So shall it be for you. Number 5, guaranteed answers to prayers. John chapter 15 verse 16. Let's quickly read John 15, 16. Guaranteed answers to prayers. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit shall remain, that whosoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. But he said, you have not chosen, but whatsoever, there is something, if you donate yourself, you are free to do what? To ask God on the place of prayer. When you ask in the place of prayers, and you are a dedicated servant of God, that is what it is. You'll get easy answers to your prayers. Why? Because you have served God. In Luke chapter 1 verse 6 to 8, my time is fast spent. Luke 1, 6 to 8. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and on the ordinance of the Lord, blameless. Verse 7, and they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren, and they both were well stricken in years. Next verse. And it came to pass, that's where I'm going, while he executed the priest's office before God, in the order of his course, his prayer, his challenges. Elizabeth and Zechariah had been barren for many years. They were priests. They were serving. All right. I'm sure they must have been praying. All they must have seen people have through them miracles may have done, may have gone forth. Some people must have received their miracles, but their own did not come. But you know something? They stayed there. And in this particular verse, they were not praying. He says, and while they were in the course, in verse 8, he says, while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, in the place of your service, your challenge, your long outstanding problem, you know there is a saying, if you keep serving God, if you don't allow your challenges to limit your service to God, very soon your challenges will bow to what? To your service. If you are dogged, you keep serving him, you don't allow that challenge to hinder your service to God, very soon your challenge will bow to that service. There was a woman that was bent over in Luke chapter 13 for 18 years. This woman was bent over, but yet she was still found in the synagogue. Jesus went there someday and found her in the synagogue. She didn't allow her challenge to limit her from serving God. She was there. Do you know what it is to be bent over? Some people have just ordinary headache. They won't come to church. They say, they will follow them up for 2 weeks. When I'm feeling better, that my regular headache has come again. But this woman was bent over for 18 years. 1, 2, 3. 18 years. Yet she still served God. If your challenge does not hinder you, does not limit your service to God, definitely that challenge of yours will bow to your service. Hallelujah. Quickly, how to serve God. My time is far. I'll just keep jumping. How to serve God. Serve him reverently and in uprightness. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 28. Serve God reverently and in uprightness. Wherefore we, receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God. How? How do we serve him? Acceptably, with reverence and godly fear. If you are in choir, you are in any department, and you don't serve him with fear, with reverence, it is a what? Wasted service. It's a wasted service. Hallelujah. It's a wasted service. You cannot leave church in oil of gladness, or you're in choir, God forbid, you're in choir, you leave church after a heavy word like this, you go back to your boyfriend's house to continue prostitution, or you go back drinking, you come back the following day to handle microphone, praise the Lord, yeah, yeah. You leave church, you go back to a place of what? Iniquity. You cannot serve God that way. You know what happened to Aaron's sons? Nadab and Abihu. They were serving. Some people will tell you, but I've been serving God. The question is, how do you serve God? Is it with reverence or in an acceptable manner? Like he commanded in Hebrews chapter 12 verse 28. Serve, there's a particular way you must serve God. Nadab and Abihu served. They were serving, but their service was not acceptable, and fire consumed them. Eli's sons were serving. Oh, but their service were not acceptable, and they were destroyed. Because of these two children, the entire lineage of Eli was wiped out. Let your service be acceptable. See, it is better not to serve than to serve and to be found. A worker found in iniquity is an abomination. You're only reporting yourself more to God. Because of you, instead of many drawn to him, many will be taken away from him. Tonight, the grace to live a holy life, the grace to serve him acceptably, the Lord will give to you. My heart bleeds when I hear workers still involved in iniquity. I'm like, you are doing this. It is better to check out and say, if you are hot, let's know you are hot. If you are cold, let's know you are cold. But most people say, don't do Oshakan Shokusha. Don't do it. Praise the Lord. The Lord will help us. My time is fast spent. Number two, serve heartily. Don't serve with eye service. Serve unconditionally. Serve heartily. In Elizabeth and Zechariah served. Oh, they were joyful doing what they were doing. Even though their prayers were not answered yet, they still served. They didn't allow their serve heartily. Serve with the whole of. Don't serve with the condition. God has not given me a husband yet. So what is the need of going to church again? God has not. You don't know. That woman was bent over for many years. Yes, God met her. Hallelujah. If you don't allow your challenge to bow, definitely your service will swallow up that challenge. Hallelujah. In what way must you serve again? In passion. Serve with passion. Don't serve with cold attitude. Oh, you are in reflections, you know, that's the ushering unit. You want to give somebody an envelope. Perhaps somebody has offended you from home. Even when you get to the door of the church, change your countenance and serve, because you're not serving man, you're serving God. Do not say, go and sit there. Or somebody doesn't want to sit in a particular seat and you take offense. Ha! You know, serve with passion. Serve with passion. Whatever you do with passion, most times you give it all your best. Hallelujah. Number four, serve God excitedly. Don't serve God lackadaisically. Don't be a type that you will come to church today, the next two Sundays, you're away from church. They need to follow you up. Everyone that is being followed up from tonight receive deliverance in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. From tonight, you need to be followed up. A servant of God, someone that is dedicated to his service, and you are serving excitedly, need not be followed up. You just want to be in his presence because you take delight. You want to work for God. Hallelujah. Number five, serve in humility. No, without any sense of pride. You know, when they correct you in your department, you don't take offense. You know, I was reading in Open Heavens some days back about the difference between goats and sheep. Sheep and goats. And then I read, I was so moved. It says, a goat, even if you correct a goat, it will come back and it will be heady. That's what they usually say, as stubborn as a goat, is always heady, proud. But a sheep, when corrected, easily takes correction. That's the difference between people that have pride and those that don't. You know how David was a man, a king, the biggest king in his time, yet humble. You know how I knew he was humble? Nathan came to tell him, look, you have sinned. You did this wrong.
How many kings can be corrected? Go and look at Ahab. He wasn't quick. They didn't. Jezebel encouraged him to do evil more. David was corrected. Immediately, what did he do? He went down, fasted and prayed. Lord, have mercy. If you say some people, how dare you? Ah, heck, Bami. I'm anointed. You are anointed. You are a prophet. I'm also a prophet. Do you know how many psalms I've written? Ha. I am the one that I sing and heaven recognizes my voice. But this man did not take that kind. He accepted. How do you know that you have pride? When you are corrected in your department, just check yourself. How do you take the correction? See, the person that corrected you sometimes may not be nice, but you are not serving that person. You are serving God. Don't limit your service to whether they tell me, have you come? You know, it pains me sometimes. When some people tell you, I'm not coming to church again. Somebody offended me, and then I just won't want to come again. If they offend you in your place of work, do you want to stay off from your place of work? Let's answer honestly. Or somebody offended in your class, you're thinking me for what? You know the son of who I am. Hold your school. I'm off. Who do you know? Maybe you are in 600 level medical students. Somebody now offended you. If you went to a school like I did, Obafemi Awolowo University, where our medical students spent 10 years instead of 6 years during my time. And then when you get to that level, someone now offended you. I say, King, man, do you know someone who I am? Check out. What happens? They will say, what is Sheila Tilewa? They have been doing from your house. Praise the Lord. You know, so it amazes me in the presence of God what some people can just take lightly. Somebody offended you. Is that person, are you dead because of that person? Praise the Lord. Let's have a reorientation. I pray the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Quickly, and we have to be on our feet. Quickly, I'll just take 2 hindrances to acceptable service. Spirit of offense. Psalm 119, verse 165. Spirit of offense. Bible says, great peace are they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Great peace are they. Psalm 119, verse 165. Verse 165. Great peace are they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. When you don't allow the spirit of offense, it's a major thing that hinders your service from being acceptable. I decree from tonight that from tonight every of your service shall be acceptable. The grace to serve God wholeheartedly, dedicatedly, with excitement, with passion, the Lord has given to you in Jesus' name. In the remaining 6 months of this year, there will be a clear distinction between you and others. There will be a clear distinction between you and others in the name of Jesus. The reward of serving Him will be evident in your life. It shall be well with you.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.